from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
They're off the next couple days. One thing that we kind of got into a little bit with Sean Barber, former Chiefs linebacker, joined us up in St. Joe. We were discussing the linebacking core. You posed the question to him because we were wondering, when you look at across the roster, is there an area that the depth concerns you more? I think linebacker is fair, but more than that, don't you have to look still at the left tackle spot? Because either way, whether it's going to be Kingsley, the rookie, starting a left tackle, but if for some reason he's unavailable, injury or otherwise, then you're talking about Wanya Morris likely as the left tackle, who's only played in 4 games in his NFL career. So I think that's the area. It's a more significant position. I'm not worried about the number 2 cornerback spot or the secondary. They got plenty of bodies. Now, who's going to emerge? Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, Nazi Johnson. Who will be the number 2? That's a fair question. But the depth there, they got plenty of bodies. I think it's left tackle still.
That's probably, it's tough. Because I worry less about the depth at tackle, because while offensive linemen do miss a game or two, it's not that crazy to keep an offensive line healthy for a year. We've been covering the Chiefs for 10, 15 years in this town, and how often was it like there were no line? The one Super Bowl, when everybody eventually went down. But I haven't found it to be an overly difficult task for them. I'm worried about linebacker. I just don't think the depth is as good overall. I'll talk about linebacker in particular in a minute, but just depth in general. I think they are less deep at running back, less deep at linebacker. I think they're less deep on the offensive line than last year. They are a better top-end talent team. I think they are better in all three of those areas, or similar in all three of those areas as they were last year. But they do not have the same protection they did last year. Linebacker concerns me because last year they had a guy like Drew Tranquil who could step in the absence of a middle linebacker. Nick Bolton goes down, here comes Tranquil. Tranquil's got a job now. He has his regular duties. So if Bolton were to go down, Tranquil has to do Bolton's job, then somebody has to do Tranquil's job, or somebody needs to do Bolton's. It creates a problem where I'm not sure that they can really suffer an injury that lasts more than a month and not feel like it's going to be a massive detriment to their defense.
Well, this is where it's your opportunity to step up, right? The guys behind, they're not names that we know. You know, we had Jack Cochran on the show. You know, there's names that aren't household names. Cam Jones and Cole Christensen. I mean, I guess there's a scenario where somebody else gets brought in once other rosters are cut, if they're not confident about the backup. You're correct that Drew Tranquil, even when he was signed last year to be somewhat of a backup, he was still a name, had plenty of experience. They don't have the experience behind this current group. I think overall there's a chance this is a better linebacking core than they had. But the depth behind it, yeah, it's just unknown names. Could one of these other guys end up being better than we think? And when we're talking about that in a much different way 6 months from now, sure. But I hear you. I think there's just not the experience behind the 3 starting linebackers.
I think there's if you don't mind, I'm going to ask you a sub question to this. Obviously, Patrick Mahomes would be the biggest injury in any specific position. But who does the who would the defense least afford to have injured, Trent McDuffie or Chris Jones? Which one's a bigger
McDuffie
impact?
Oh God, it's tough. God, what a tough that. I was like, I answered McDuffie really quick, and then I'm like, those are the two most important players on defense. I will say it would be harder to replace Chris Jones because the impact of pass rush on any defense is the single, especially pressure up the middle, is probably the single most important thing of anybody's defense ever, right? So probably Chris Jones, but I mean, but that's different. I'm just talking like depth in general, like where it would hurt to even lose the third guy because then you're like really down to
it. I think
it.
Linebacker's the obvious answer,
because
probably.
Like, nobody can really afford to lose their top-end talent. Depth doesn't matter if you lose Chris Jones. Depth doesn't matter if you lose Trent McDuffie. Nobody has depth to cover the two best players on their defense and two of the top 20 defensive players in the league. And so that you can't cover. But on the other end, I think, you know, if you lost even Jack Cochran, you'd be like, God, who'd be behind him? Right? It's just the depth is not the same as it was before.
I wonder if a sleeper pick would be Isaiah Pacheco. Like, how if he's gone, are you?
I wouldn't
how
love
concerning is it
today.
That Clyde is the guy or whoever it may be?
Very concerning, but to almost the exact same point Cody was making with Trent, you know, Trent McDuffie and Chris Jones. Well, Pacheco is not on that level in terms of in the league.
Right.
Any team that loses their starting running back, how many would we say, man, they're fine, no worries? You know what I mean? Like, I mean,
a lot of them, yeah.
Go through depth charts across the league or whatever. I doubt many teams feel good if their starting running back is done for the season. So, yes, I agree that if Pacheco went down, there would be some issues, no question. But I think we would say that about just about every team. There's very few that feel great about their number two running back.
I feel like, and maybe that just goes to show you how good of a place the Chiefs are in terms of what they've done from free agency and depth. Is that I'm almost trying to find another position other than linebacker to say, or I mean, even offensive line, if a guard were to go down, well, Hunter Norzad is in. You got Wanya Morris, who hopefully he's healthy or is fine. Could be that swing guard. Like there's depth in the positions, like even on the defensive line, if you lose somebody, they brought back everybody. So if you lost Chris Jones, obviously it's a huge concern, but if you lose Mike Pinnell, it's not as big of a deal as if you were to lose Jack Cochran or a linebacker.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.